Toe. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Were you listening to music before I came on?
Yeah.
Okay. So that indicates you were the first. Did you have a good Shabbat?
Yes, sir, I did.
They're always very beautiful.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We may begin. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakos. Anna Bakos, Yadula Chiminka, Tati. Alafet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufresh Ayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamrei. Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin. Barchim Tacharim Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamrei. Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Ket Kuf Bet Tet Devayav Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pe Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Noseah On Wafesha V'chanun, kata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'afda L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karanei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Karaneihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nandekudja Rihu Koma De Aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belayed lach mila bialma divae barnash. The daf ya leya mine ya ulan haga. Seya kalana dehaku ovada. Big shot inun wikolaid spirit. Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Witham ti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan dafka v'lo yirgaz Od willow yosi bu. Vene avla la anoto ka asher berishona. The year 5781, our current year, has the energy of redemption. The redemption will happen providing the children of Israel are ready for the redemption. They've built their vessels to reveal the light of the redemption. One of the ways we build our vessel is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that has the same energy as the redemption. This verse is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. It connects to the gematria of the year 781. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. Eza yo ala da la awa he he a Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo awa me laka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo Hashila me yo he wa he wa danu yo. He he she ame me nu nu wa nu yota. Me be he pe wa yo me nu me me yo yo la. He re he me ta re wa me be yo he he. Anu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko. Ayo a he be wa re he a he yo be me. He yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu am ta me da he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ke yo me nu he te se wa. Nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re he a yo he za hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo wa yo yo hey sa a la re yo a a la.
Has joined.
Nuhea, Nuata, Mela, He, Pea, Yo. Nuko, Me, Yo, Re, La, He, Be, He, Meza, Re. Wahe, Be, Yo, Wahe, Ala, Ala, Wa, Meza, Yo. Dahe, Be, Me, Tako, Ala, He, He, Wa. Re, La, He, Yo, Yo, Me, He, La, Yo, Me, He, Me. The Tzaddikim who left during the 20th day of Kislev, which started tonight, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yaakov of Nemerov, Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim ben Rabbi Kolonis Kalman Rosen, Rabbi Baruch Hager of Seret Viznitz, Rabbi Yitzhak Hunter, Rabbi Yochanan Twersky, known as the Rachmastrika Rebbe, Rabbi Meshulam Fivish Halevi of Zabaraz, Rabbi Fivish of Kremenitz, Rabbi First Haley, in the 8th verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Vayeshev. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row in the right-hand column. That will open up to a list of all of the Parashas. Scroll to Parasha Vayeshev. When that opens up, scroll down to section 7. And we will start with Pasuk 82, the beginning of section 7. We'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu. Leakta Lishem yudhe bavase. Yehuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeihu. V'haya Chalom Yosef Chalom V'gomer, Hiyayo Petach V'yamar, V'yomer Shimu Nadivare, Im Yihye Nevi'achem, Hashem Bamara, Elav Et Bada, V'chalom Madaber Bo, Tachat Seikama Dargin V'Dargin, Avatu Chabarifu, V'kuhu Kaimea, Da'alda Darga Al-Darga, Da'ale El Min Da'vekuhu Yantin Yilein, Min Yilein Kitka Hazelon, Yilein Mimina Ve'ilein Mispala, V'kuhu Itmanan Ilein Al Ilein Tola Kitkayot. The translation of verse 82. And Joseph dreamed a dream. Rabbi Achia opened the discussion with the verse, and he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Hashem, make myself known to him in a vision and speak to him in a dream. Come and see how many grades of prophecy the Holy One, blessed be he, formed. They stand upon each other, one grade superior to another, higher than the other. They all nourish each other according to their ability, some from the right, some from the left, as is proper." My commentary: this verse is teaching that we need to know the classifications and the hierarchy of the prophets. Verse 83. Tachat kol nevi'ei De'alma kuhu yanke misitra tada mi goy terrain dargin yedian ve'inun dargin hawo itchaz yan v'goy yask baklaria tila nachara dikti bamara Ela v'ayet bada, Mayhu barach kemadeit bar, Ezu dekol gavanin itchazyan, Begawav, Vedahiyo, Aspaklaria deladafara, V'chalom adaber bo, Dahu chad mishitin din bu'a, Yimadi oknuha, V'yihu darga shetita, Me'ahu darga din bu'a, V'yihu darga de Gabriel, Dimana al-helma ve'ha itmar. The translation: come and see. The prophets in the world are all nourished from one aspect, from two known grades, Netzach and Hod, which are seen within the mirror. The Hebrew word is mara, that has no reflection, which is the nukva. As it is written, I, Hashem, make myself known to him in a vision. The Hebrew word is that's used is mare. That is the mirror that reflects all the colors, namely white, red, and green, which represent the three columns of Zerantin. It is known as the dull mirror. The phrase, and speak to him in a dream, refers to the 60th part of prophecy. And speak to him in a dream refers to the 60th part of prophecy. As has been explained, it is Gabriel's grade, the sixth grade beneath the grade of prophecy, who supervises dreams. We have learned this information elsewhere, but I will give you some aspects to understand it. Prophecy originates on either the left column of Netzach or the right column of Hod. But this is Netzach or Hod of Zerampin. If you count down from that level of Hod, six levels, you go through Yesod is one, and Malchut of Zerampin is two. Kesed or Keter of Malchut is three. Chachma of Malchut is four. Bina of Malchut is five. And Kesed of Malchut is Zerampin. This is the idea of there are 60 levels between the prophecy level of Zerampin and a dream level, which is coming from Chesed of Malchut. This is the idea of the 60 levels of 1/60th of prophecy is a dream. Verse 84.
Tachatze kohel madehu ki ka yaod mehai darga katya vialda leit lachtehel ma ilai darun ime amilin kedivin kimadihu kina Ugin kach minayhu, kishot uminayhu. Kedivan beleit lach el madilayit veya. Mehay gisa, umehay gisa.
Come and see. Every well-formed dream proceeds from that grade of the angel Gabriel, because it is from an angel. Every dream includes some lies. Therefore, parts of the dreams are true and parts are false. And no dream is without both. My commentary. It is important to learn this truth well and always remember it. Essentially, the dreams originate with Gabriel of Malchut, meaning Givurah of Malchut. And because they are coming from Gabriel and the left column, they have aspects of truth and aspects of lies. And every dream has a lie. And until you know the area, the aspect of the lie, you cannot interpret the dream. Verse 85.
Ugin deit beya bechel ma kol akidamara kol hemin di alma azlin batar pishra defuma deukroha dikti vayhi kasher patar lanu kein haya mem tet begin deit Bachalon, Ezion Laila,
Tad benena shakshak vebi arsaihu naimin. Venishmeta daftad minaihu hachititi. Itnu motale mishkal as yigle ozen anashim ukte. Good shabari hu oda lav lenishmata behahu darga dekaima alhelma inun milin dismeenin lemete alalma o inun milin kifum inun hirurim. Libe abegin devar nashnatel archa ketocha kebi alma. The translation: when people fall asleep in their beds, the soul departs. In slumbering upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men. Thus the Holy One, blessed be he, reveals to the soul, through the great in charge of dreams, namely Gabriel, what will happen in the world in the future, or that which corresponds to his innermost thoughts. That is truth, lies, or both. Thus, through admonition, a man receives knowledge of things to come. For this reason, he is told of future events. My commentary: even though he is shown the future, the future requires a spoken interpretation. Thus, the future is based on the free will of the interpreter. Another way of expressing that is what one perceives in a dream is just one of many potential future manifestations. And depending on the interpretation, which one will manifest. Pasuk 88. Begin de halamodaim le alivarnash the odihu kaim batokpa te gufa kita amaran ela malaka oda venishmata venishmata levarnash hahu helma ihu
has joined
kad mishmatim nafkin migufe visalkin kal had bechad kefum archeya. The translation: a man is not given this knowledge while the body is strong. The angel informs the soul, and the soul informs the man. The dream comes to the souls from above. When the souls depart from the body and ascend, each according to its merit. My commentary: the future information is given to the neshama and then to the ruah. If there is no neshama, it follows that it is given to the ruah and then the nefesh. Pasuk 89. Wekama dargin al dargin biraza v'dechelma gu biraza d'hakmeta v'tachaze halom darga hadamara darga hada nivua darga hada v'kuru dargin le dargin. The translation: how many grades are in the secret of the dream, in the secret of wisdom? Come and behold, a dream is one grade, a vision is another, and a prophecy a third. All these grades are in descending order. The dream is beneath vision, and vision is beneath prophecy. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Verse 90. Weya halom Yosef halom Piyaged lechav Vayosifu adshena Oto al halom otav Et mehaka dila mibaye Leya levar nash leme mar hel meya Bar lehahu Barnash, Irchem Laya Beila Vihu, Darem Laya Deihahu, Elma Mitape, Legavna Achara Ihu, Darem Lissalaka. The translation. And Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. From this we learn that a man should tell his dream only to someone who loves him. If the listener does not love him, he shall bring evil upon him. For if the dream changes, he is the reason that the true meaning of the dream is not fulfilled, because of his incorrect interpretation. Please learn this pasuk well. Take it to heart. Only interpret positively any dream that someone tells you. It's a grave responsibility. Verse 91. Tachat Sedi Yosef Ihu Amar El Malahuhi Vialda Garmule Alisalaka El Mea Tirain Vietzrin Chenin Deitakav Rebi Yosef Amar Minalan Ikti Vyosefu O Sino, O To, my Sino, O To, de Garmu, Lea, he trugin, Beda. Come and see. Joseph told his dream to his brothers, who did not love him. And so fulfillment of the dream was delayed for 22 years. Rabbi Yosef asked, how do we know that hatred prevented the dream from being carried out? From the words, and they hated him yet the more. This hatred caused accusations to be brought against him, and the dream was delayed for 22 years. Learn this well. Verse 92. Makiti vayomer alehem Shimu na hachalom haze asher halamati Diva'a minayhu dishmaun Leyavihu odaleho Tahu hel ma de yomale inundi achapako leyalagav nad acharahake itayam ve inun hatiku viyamaru hamaloch imloch aleinu imashotim shobanu miat amarule ta si o si fu o tso no o do. It is written, and he said to him, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed." He begged them to listen to him and recounted the dream. Yet were it not for them who gave the dream a different meaning, it would have come true. But they answered, "Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" In their answer, they gave its interpretation and turned its meaning of reign and dominion into something else. They decreed that he should not reign over them, and it is therefore written, and they hated him yet the more, meaning they caused accusations to be brought against him. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk helps to explain a midrash that says Jacob was to go down to Egypt in chains. These accusations were transferred from Jacob to Joseph. Verse 93. Rabbi Yehiya Yoheribi Yosei Tameya de Rabbi Shimon Amar Rabbi Shiyayo Hataninan Elma Delai Pashar Beigarta Dela Mitkarya Ibegin de Itkayam Behula Yada O Dela Itkayam Delala Marlea Itkayam Velait yada deha hu'ahu El mahela talya aleya Ve'ihula it yada Velayadiya itkayam Ila itkayam. The translation: Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Chiya said, "We have learned an uninterpreted dream resembles an unopened letter." He asked, "Does this mean that the dream comes true without the dreamer being conscious of it, or that it does not come true at all?" And he answers, "It means that the dream comes true, but the dreamer does not know it. For there is a power dwelling upon the dream which forces it to come true. Only the dreamer is not aware whether the dream comes true or not, just as one does not know the contents of an unopened letter." This is an important pasuk to ponder. If the dream does come true, yet the person does not know, what is the purpose of sending the dream? Pasuk 94. V'leilach mila bi'alma de'ad la yete li'alma de'la vi'utal yayo v'chelma o al yada de'karoza Dehait mar de kamila umila adla yete le alma mahrize alea barakia umita mani pashat be alma veitjehev al yada de karoza. Vikola begin diktiv, Kilo yaase Adonai Elohim, Kedavar kiim gala sodo el, Havadav hanfim, Bezim nadim bim, Ishtakahu. Be'alma be'chalav af al gav din bua
La Sharia Akime Adife Min Vim Vila Itiahev Behelma Vila Vitsipare Shemaya Mishtahe Mila Veha Ukmuha. The translation: everything that happens in the world depends on a dream or a proclamation before it becomes reality. We have learned that before any matter enters the world, a proclamation resounds in heaven, from where it is spread throughout the world. It is done by a crier, as it is written. Surely Hashem Elohim will do nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. This was when there were prophets in the world. When the prophets were gone, the sages took their places to rank, and the sages rank higher. And then the sages were gone, and the future was announced by a dream, and if not by a dream, through birds in the sky, as has already been explained. The pasuk is clear as written. If the dream is not interpreted, does Hashem announce the intentions to the world anyway? That's the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have three classes, one at 7 a.m. West Coast time, which is our morning class, where we'll read the Torah. One is at 10:30 West Coast time. And that class will be continuing our study of the holiday and preparation for the holiday of Hanukkah. And one at 3 p.m., which will be a class on the... It will be a class on the Psalm, I believe it's 91, that we will be studying. Does anyone have any questions? I bid shalom gadol to all of you. Have a beautiful evening, which a beautiful week. Shavua tov.
Okay, thank you. Shalom.
Shalom gadol, thank you.
Have a beautiful evening.